Ches Shvat, Wednesday the 28th of January, the Nikolsberger Rebbe, Harab Yosef Yechiel Mechel Leibowitz, Shabbos Shira from a Hasidic perspective.
So about Shabbos Shira, from Hasidic perspective, it's definitely a very short time for 20 minutes to be masber what greatness has shaykhus with it. But I'll try to concentrate just on a few things. Shabbos Shira, we read the Pasha B'Shalach, and in Chassidus is famous the word "Medach Leben mit der Zeit." That means whatever we read in the Pasha, we have to see the Shaychus that has to do with this week. So, if we read this week the Pasha of the Shira, even though the Shira was actually Shvi'i Shel Pesach, when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, it was a Kriyas Yamsif, and now we're talking the middle of the winter, but because we read it, it has a Shaychus. So, Bachasidim, Shabbos Shira was such a gewaldige the man of his auras, the man of to reawaken our neshama, to do the shira like with the Baruch Hu. It's interesting that by the shira it says, instead of os shor Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Klal Yisrael sang, it says os yoshi, aloshim osi. So there's a lot of Pirushim in the Chazal, why it says Yoshir instead of Shor. Rashi also comments on that. But in Chassidus, there is one aspect talking about thanking Hashem and saying Shira for all His Nisim and Toivus and Chassidim for the past. That's normal. That's human. If somebody does not thank Hashem, if somebody is not makir toive, he's a kofir toive. That means he's not a mensch. So that we not needed to be told that we have to sing to Hashem after an ace. That's normal. But what we have to remember, that we also have to thank Hashem and to do Shira for the Vorim Hu Asidim Liyos. That we thank Hashem up front for the Nisim and Chesodim that He will Hashem do in the future. So there is a lot of Chassidish Shurim that talk about it. And with this it will be understood a lot of interesting Medrosh HaChazal and Piyutim that we say, like one Medrash says, Hadua Dechsev, Toshuri Meroish Emunu. You should sing to Hashem, my Roish, from before. So what does it mean, my Roish? From before? They are singing the Shira after the Nes. So why does it say my Roish? And also in the Piyutim, in the Machzorim, it says, Yedidim Roime Michu, Dushiro Kidmucha. Yedidim, Klal Yisrael, Roime Mucha, Dushiro Kidmichu. What means Kidmichu? Kidmichu means they have been Magdim. They did it before you made the nes. But in the actual thing, what happened was after the nisim from Kriyas Yamsef. So how do we say Kedemichu? But with this aspect we understand it. That it's not enough to thank Hashem for the nisim that happened in the past. You should also thank Hashem for the nisim that will be the osim. Then it's very understanding of Yoshir Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Besides that, we are singing now for this Nes, Yoshir Hashem Osit. I thought a little hesber, why should we thank Hashem and say Shira for the Dvorim HaAsidim if it didn't happen? We have time. When it happens, then we will say the big thank to Hashem. So it is very famous. A word from the Heilige Berditschewer. The Berditschewer Rebbe, the Kaddish Slavi, asked the question, how come every year when it comes to Yom Kippur, we say in Shimon Esser, Torchat Hashem, Melech, Mui Chayil Vesel Layach, La'avuinis Amui Bais Yisroel Berachmo. That we make a brocha, we say with Hashem, the Eibshus Numan, that Hashem is forgiving us for our sins. How do we know? Are we so sure? What if Chas v'Shalom Hashem is not moichul for some certain averus? How can we say Hashem's name, Baruch Hat Hashem? And if Hashem is not moichul, then it's a bracha levatola. The Heilige Berditschewer says, with a moshe, a father tells his child, you know, Moshele, if you're going to behave, you're going to be good, then I'll give you this nice apple. If not, forget about it. But a kligger kind says, Baruch Hat Hashem, Kein Echodim Bore, Priya Eitz. No, he made a bracha. There's no other way the father will give him the apple. So if we say Baruch Hat Hashem Melech Moichel Mitzalayach, there's no way that Hashem would let us make a bracha batala. So I think the same Ashkof is here. If we give thanks Hashem up front for the nisim that Hashem will help us in the future, then there's no other way. Hashem will help us. But that's a guarantee. So that's why Shabbos Shira is not only for the past, it's also for the future. There is a Sefer Nefesh Yoinson, he was a Talmud of the Yet of Lev from Siget. He brings a very interesting story that happened at that time. In his time there was a bilbul in Tisza Esler in Hungary. There was a bilbul of a blood libel that a Christian girl was missing, so they put it on a Yiddish shoyche that they had eiders that saw with their own eyes that they were shechting her and taking her blood for the masses. And it was a very famous process. Mamash Gwen Klali's rule was in a big skonel. So one Friday night, when the Rebbe was conducting the tisha, I think it was Shabbos Shira, I think, somebody comes in with great news. He comes in with a piece of a newspaper. But Baruch Hashem, a Nes Godel that happened, mamash, now, that they found the girl in the river, dead, and she wasn't Chas v'Shalom, she wasn't cut up, nothing. She was b'shleimus. So, if that's the case, the whole Eidus that they had, that they Chas v'Shalom, they shecht her and they draw the blood out of her, shecht her. So it was a big symptom. The whole Olam started to dance. The Yet of Lev, this is what he writes, the Yet of Lev, the Rebbe, the Sigetiv. His face became white like the wall. And he gave it krechts, as if it's... says, we never know with these Sayyidina Yisroel, even you have proof that it's a bilbul, you never know if they will accept it. But you're singing, you're dancing, so let it be for the future that Hashem, we hope and we have emunah, that Hashem will be matzal miyodam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzalayim miyodam. The whole Olam didn't understand. Here you have proof, the papers, right, that they found their b'shleimus. So what can be wrong? Definitely it's Hatzolah. Not this, the Yetiv Lev was fearful. But even though, he said, we should be thanking Hashem for the futureness. And it turned out, Mamash Yisriach HaKodesh, that the Goyim, they couldn't accept that their falsche Eides were being proven for liars. But they came up with a different thing. That this girl that they found, Bishleimus, this is not that girl that we are looking for. No, that girl was geschochten, and this girl is a different girl. Even though the mother of the girl, she saw the girl when they found her, and she said, she admitted that this is her daughter, now the same mother and the same Eidus came now and said, no, it's not her daughter. Why? Because they were paid off from the government. Paid off, come and deny it. But it didn't take too long. They sent the body to Budapest, and the doctors, with the autopsy and everything, they came up with, yes, this is her. But you see, the Ruach HaKodesh of the Holy Gate of Lev, that he felt that something is not complete now. Something can come up. But Baruch Hashem, at the end it was. But we see over here, even though he felt that the Yeshua is not complete, he still said, let's continue singing and thanking Hashem for the future. So, besides the Inyan from Shira that we are singing to Hashem, the whole Inyan from Parshas Beshalach, that we are going to read this Shabbos, it's called Shabbos Shira, is mamish something very unbelievable, that everything that a Yid does, a Yeshua, any kind of Yeshua, is, you can find in this Parsha. Anything. But Panosa is definitely, besides that the Gemara says, Kosher Panososoi Kekriyas Yamsiv, so it has a Shaykhus with Kriyas Yamsiv, and we thank Hashem for the Kriyas Yamsiv. It's also including that Hashem will give us Parnosa. But besides that, there's also in this Parsha, Parsha Saman, that is for Panosa, Mon Melechem in Hashemai. Besides that, we have Bizasayom. Bizasayom, Godel, it was a bigger wealth coming in by Bizasayom, more than what the Yidden took out from Mitzrayim, when by Yishalom, Ishmael Yisrayai, Yishmael Yisrayza, Bizasayom was much more. So there's a lot of psukim here that bring out the Inyan from Shefa for Panosa and from Oishim. Comes to Shaduchim, Zivugim. It's also the same aspect. Doshik Kriyas Yamsiv. So then we can poilosa Yeshia for Shiduchim, whoever needs. Should we need a refuah? Especially now that we need a big refuah for the Zekan Rabunim, Rab Mishle Ruf, Rab Rabachon, Rab Mindel, Hashem Yishlach Le Refi Shleim, Bekor, Rab Mamash. Is Ani Hashem Refechu. Steht befeirisch in der Teure, an ihr Hashem Refechu, Refechu, Aloshen Heuwe, as a steady healer, Hashem heals us. So, definitely there has to come a refuah. But anything that a person has, any problem, we can find in this parsha. And that means any kind of agmas nefesh, any kind of aggravation that a person goes through, or any kind of Torah, because here we are talking of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Vehi B'Shalach Paroi Esvam, even Paroi, the biggest Rosh, he sent out Klal Yisrael. He told him, go from here. So that means, Mitzrayim means Loshen Mitzori. Any Meitzar, Min HaMeitzar Kerosi Yo, Anoni B'Merchav Yo. So anything that a person has, some Meitzar, now is the time to be mamshich the gewaltige Yeshua. So, by Shira, it's not only thanking Hashem, it's also singing. Singing, that shows the great simcha that comes from the heart. Somebody can thank somebody, no, Yeshakoyach, thank you. Yeah, that could be only min hasofa elochutz, just sad words. But if it comes from the heart, you sink. The Vilna Gaon was asked, the Holy Vilna Gaon was asked once, which one of the Teriyag mitzvahs is the most difficult to keep? His answer was very simple. Simchas Hachak. Says in Tervis Amachtu Lechagechu, Smachtu Mishnei Hashem Alakeichem, Shivas Yomim, 7 days continuously to be besimcha, that's the most difficult mitzvah that we have to really struggle with it to keep it. So, somebody has to be besimcha? Is man besimcha? So what's the problem? Why is it so schwer? The Strapke Veruf, Reb Sholem, explained it with a moshul. He said, a moshul, Ben Melech, prince, that through friends that were not so the best influence, he did things that is not l'chvoide shel Melech. And it says, Melech b'mishpat yamidoret. So even he was the prince, he had to go through a mishpat. And the court had passed, even you're a Ben Melech, you're not different. You did things that is against the Melech, and through the deeds that he did, it showed that he's not loyal to his father, to the king. He did shrekliche Sachen, so he was put in jail. He went to jail, and the father thought, how can he save his son? Even though he's the prince, but this was the psak. So he told them, my son, no matter what, I ask you one thing. Wherever you are, be besimcha. Be besimcha. Nobody understood it. A prince goes to jail? Is it possible to be besimcha? So somebody said, and that was only a joke. The father was so angry at him, he said, now be besimcha, let's see. But the son took it very serious. The son, just after he was locked in his jail chamber, he started to dance and sing. People over there thought he's off his mind. He didn't stop singing. So the next day, the king asked from the guard of the jail, I want to come in secret where nobody sees, nobody knows. I'm going to change my clothing. Nobody should recognize me. I want to see through a window. I want to see how my son behaves. He comes there, middle of the night. Everybody was sleeping, and he looks in, he sees his son singing very low voice, because he didn't want to wake all the others. He was just singing, and his face was filled up with a big smile. The king asked 2 witnesses to participate and to see how his son is behaving. The next day was the next trial. And the son came before the court. And, you know, as the procureur, the prosecution tried to say everything what's possible to say bad about the son, that he's not loyal to his own father, the king. He did this and this and this and this. Then the king was asked if he has anything to say. He said, "You are all telling me that he is not loyal. I told him to be happy. In his worst time, he was in jail. He listened to me. He didn't do nothing else. But he was happy even without understanding me. He was singing. I have witnesses here." That's it. They found out that he is loyal to his father. And whatever he did, that wasn't his fault. So, let me be Messiah. That's, now we understand the Gruz, Gewaltige Wort. Every Jew has his peckle. And we need Yeshua's. If we can be Besimcha 7 days continuously, without giving one krecht, and just being Besimcha because Hashem commanded us, then we have proof that we are loyal to Hashem. So Shabbos Shira, we come to Shul, and we are singing. In Bachasidim, it's not only when we daven Shachris we say the Shira. Bachasidim, Friday night by the Tish, we also sing the Shira. That is the greatest proof that after almost 2,000 years that we are in Golus, and we have all the right to be Ba'atzus and Tziklapt and Tzibrochen, and we still sing to Hashem, that Zechus alone should bring the Yeshua Shalaima, the good of Karayim, and the Meir.